A few days ago, we reported that the U.S. tried to deport a Chinese immigrant who had joined the U.S. military. The government then called it a mistake and reversed it.
Now the Associated Press reports many immigrants have trouble with the military. Many enlisted in exchange for a path to citizenship, and many have served honorably. But some recruits are now being discharged, including a Chinese man, Pan Chu Zhao.
This is a whole disaster. This is a total mess, a big mess.
He's on a student visa and is at Texas A&M. He enlisted 2 years ago and served in the Army Reserve while awaiting orders for full-time training. Instead, his recruiter told him that for unspecified reasons, he failed a background check. What made you want to join the United States Army?
There are many reasons. I mean, first, I come from China, but I was raised in the family where my parents gave me a lot of American literatures and also the Bible to read when I was a child. And then I moved to USA. I joined a church, Christian church, and also because all my American life, I spent the time 8 years in Texas A&M. You know, it's a military school. Basically, we have ROTC program. I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, this is a university that embraces the United States military. That you walk through the student center and see photos
exactly,
of fallen heroes.
Exactly. So I feel joining the army is something I can do. I mean, I have my degree. I have a good degree, but I still want to do something more than that. I mean, I want to contribute my energy, my time, and my effort into the military to pay back to the community.
So you have served the last couple of years in the Army Reserves.
Already, yes, already. And suddenly they told me I can't be a soldier anymore without telling me specifically why and even not giving me any chance to appeal for that. That's not really fair, to be honest with you.
And we should mention, the Pentagon has yet to acknowledge a large change in policy, but the Associated Press did find something around 40 people who were in your situation of having been abruptly let go.
I would say more than that. I mean, 40 is a very conservative estimate, but for sure, more than 40.
What does that mean for your future?
Well, first, I have to give up my military dream. I mean, that's a good dream. That's a great dream to serving the people, the great people of the United States. I have to abandon my military career because I really want to join the ROTC and become an officer later. And also, this kind of changed my immigration status because I served in the Army, I postponed my school, and I have to deal with my immigration status right now. The third thing that I'm kind of worried about going back to China because while I was waiting, I also organized with my good friend, David Tian Wang, we organized a small group of organization to help him, Asian soldiers like me. About 300 people joined this group. So This group is called Asian American Soldiers for America. So basically this small organization is trying to help Asian soldiers to better serve United States. And we did a lot of things, like we delivered letters to President Trump last year. We talked to different senators and congressmen in person. And I'm pretty sure Chinese government knows what I did, and they know my name. So, you know, I don't know what will happen if I go back.
You're saying that it may not be safe for you to go back.
Yes, exactly.
Has this experience changed your view of America in any way?
No, not really. I mean, it's not the people's fault. It's not the country's fault. It's not the army's fault. It's just some silly procedure, or I would say stereotypes over a certain group of people. That's how I feel.
Pan Chu Zhao, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.